咁我哋今日系会开始睇诗篇119篇。So we're going to start studying this morning from Psalms 119。咁呢个系圣经里边最长嘅一章圣经。This is the longest chapter in the Bible。亦都系诗篇嘅最长嘅一个诗篇 ，and it's also the longest psalm in the Bible, obviously。咁啊，我哋今日唔会睇晒，因为176页节。We're not going to study the whole psalm this morning because it's 176 verses。但我哋会分开几个礼拜去睇呢个诗篇。But we will take a few weeks to look at this psalm, hopefully in detail. 是一个非常之美丽，一个非常之奇妙的诗篇。It's a beautiful psalm. It's an amazing poem. 即系我谂个作者就系好高难度嘅技巧。去写呢个诗篇 ，and the author that wrote this had some of the most. It's one of the most difficult type of psalms that or poems that somebody could write. 冇人知系边个作，有人觉得系大卫，但系冇标明写明。Nobody knows who wrote the psalm. Some people think maybe David, but it doesn't indicate anywhere who wrote it. 系有似大卫嗰种嘅作风 ，and it's kind of in the style that David would write. So It's very possible that David wrote it. 咁啊，呢个诗篇系叫又系床头诗或者系字母诗。You can call this an acrostic psalm or a alphabetic psalm. 因为佢都系按照希伯来话嘅字母有22个字母嘅，就系跟住每一个嘅字母嚟写。Because it follows the pattern of the Hebrew alphabet, there are 22 letters in the alphabet, and so it's 八个节，八节是用一个字母，跟住一路每一个嘅每八个字。節八節就是一個新的字母，每一句的頭一個就是用那個字母來開始。So in groups of eight verses each, starting from the first letter of the alphabet all the way to the end of the alphabet, every line that starts with that letter of the alphabet. So 一至八節全部呢，就每一個字就是希伯來話第一個字母 A。Alpha. So the first eight verses, every line of the first eight verses starts with what would be considered the A in Hebrew. 跟住九至十六咧就系 B， 每一个都系咁样开始，一路到尾嘅22个字母，好高难度嘅。And so the next 9 to 16, all of the verses each would start with the B, and all the way to the end of the alphabet. It's a very difficult thing to do. 但系当我哋睇到个内容，我哋发现到完全由头到尾，全部都系有一个好统一嘅一个嘅主题。But as you look at the content of this psalm, it's from the beginning to the end. It's got the same meaning and message throughout the whole psalm. 咁啊，呢个诗篇里边会觉得八字，呢个八字咧就好重要嘅。And so in this psalm, we think that the number 8 has a lot of significance. 因为每一个字母用八句each letter of the alphabet uses 8 verses. 跟住呢，就神嘅名是有八个，不是神嘅名，是神嘅说话，用八个不同嘅字眼来表达神嘅说话。And there are 8 different terms that used to call the word of God. 好似律法啊，法道啊，训斥啊，律例啊，命令啊，判语啊，话语啊，等等 ，like the law, testaments, statutes, commandments, righteous judgments, his word, etc. things like that. 八个唔同嘅字眼嚟表达 ，8 different words that are used to represent that. 喺希伯来话，八字咧就代表一个嘅丰富。足够的意思。And in Hebrew, the number 8 represents abundance and more than enough. 咁啊，你知道一个星期有七日系咪？ And you know that each week there are 7 days in the week.
第八日就是从头来过,从新开始.
And so after the seventh day, the eighth day, then you start over again.
所以八呢,都可以代表是圣经里面的从新开始.
And so the number eight actually in Hebrew can represent a new beginning.
所以八就是新的开始.
And so there is a new beginning with the number eight.
那么我们知道耶稣 就是神的道,
and we know that Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word of God.
是道成肉身,道住在我们中间,
and it's the Word that became flesh and the Word that lives among us.
所以耶稣就是我们的足够,耶稣是丰富的,耶稣是我们的重新开始.
And so Jesus is our abundance. He's more than enough. Jesus is our new beginning.
所以当我们认识耶稣,认识这个诗篇,我觉得是由头到尾都是讲耶稣.
And as we know Jesus and we recognize this psalm, it's like talking from the beginning to the end about Jesus.
所以我们可以今天看第一节,我们会看到16节.
And so this morning we're going to look from verse 1 to 16.
我想先读1到8,
but I want to first read verse 1 to 8.
第一节,行为完全遵行耶和华律法的,这人便为有福.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
遵守他的法度,一心寻求他的,这人便为有福.
Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
这人不做非义的事,但遵行他的道.
They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways.
耶和华,你曾将你的训词 吩咐我们,为要我们殷勤遵守.
You have commanded to us your precepts diligently.
但愿我行事坚定,得以遵守你的律例.
Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes.
我看重你的一切命令. 就不至于羞愧.
Then I would not be ashamed when I looked into all your commandments.
我学了你公义的判语, 就要以正直的心称谢你.
I will praise you with uprightness of my heart when I learn your righteous judgments.
我必守你的律例, 靠你总不要丢弃我.
I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly.
一起祈祷, let's pray. 主要我们感谢你可以看到这个这么好的诗篇，我们靠你透过这个诗篇去教导我们，教我们怎样去喜爱你的话语，怎样去遵行你的话语，遵守你的话语，还有怎样去洁净我们的行为。所以我们将以下的时间交托，奉耶稣名求， Amen.
今天我的主题是讲神的话语洁净行为. So we were talking this morning about how God's word cleanses us.
第一节就说行为完全的.
And in the first verse it says, blessed are those who walk undefiled.
其实谁是完全的?
So who actually is undefiled? Who is perfect?
我们人人都有瑕疵.
All of us have some fault.
没人十全十美.
Nobody is perfect.
每人都有弱点.
We all have weaknesses.
怎可以说行为完全的?
How can we walk undefiled?
其实要承认, 我们是不可能的.
Actually, we need to recognize that we can't.
我自己承认我都不是完全的.
And I recognize that I'm not perfect, I'm not undefiled.
我都有受试探,
I have weaknesses, I get tempted.
虽然我信耶稣很多年,但我都会有肉体的私欲受诱惑.
Even though I've been a Christian for many years, in my flesh, I still get tempted.
魔鬼会试探,
Satan will come and tempt.
有时是身不由己,
and sometimes it's like I'm not control myself.
有时有心无力,
sometimes I have the desire but I can't do it.
有时会自私骄傲, 自我为中心.
Sometimes I get selfish, sometimes I get prideful, sometimes I get self-centered.
都会有懒惰,
and sometimes I get lazy.
你们有没有?
Do you guys get like that?
We're
not perfect. We're not undefiled.
咁所以系，如果我哋承认靠自己系冇可能系做完全人。
We need to recognize that in our own ability, we cannot be a perfect person.
靠自己就会失败。And if we try on our own, we're going to fail.
唯一嘅方法可以完全就系靠耶稣。
The only way you can be perfect is by trusting in Jesus.
耶稣嘅宝血洗干净我哋嘅罪。
And Jesus' blood cleanses our sins.
我哋承认自己嘅不足，我哋靠耶稣宽恕。
And as we recognize that we're not perfect, we ask God to forgive us.
跟住我哋亲近主耶稣，就因为佢嘅宝血洗干净我哋，神睇我哋系完全。
And then as we draw near to Christ, and the blood of Christ cleanses us, then God sees us because of the blood of Christ as perfect in His sight.
所以我哋唔系因为自己系好，系因为神系好。
And it's not because we are good, it's because God is good.
所以我哋点样去行为完全
？And so how can you walk undefiled?
你先要亲近主耶稣，你要让神嘅认识神。
So the first is you need to come draw close to God, come to Jesus and know God.
我哋点样认识神系透过佢嘅说话。
And how do you get to know God? It's through His Word.
我哋因为圣经嘅时候，我哋可以知道神系要我哋点样行。
And it's through the Word of God we can know how God wants us to walk.
我哋因为睇圣经，我哋可以知道善恶系乜嘢。
And as we look at the Word, we can see what is right and what is wrong.
我哋睇到咩叫对与错。
And we can see what is sin and what is not.
我哋可以睇到应该是神有什么标准要我哋点样行。
And we can see what is God's standard and how does He want us to walk.
跟住我哋可以靠神系俾力量我哋遵守佢嘅话语
，and we can ask God to give us the strength to follow His word。
嗱，你睇紧第一节话，我哋系行为完全遵行耶和华的律法的，这人便为有福。
It said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord."
当你行神嘅律法，当你遵守嘅时候。
And when you walk in the way of the Lord, when you follow God's ways, you are blessed.
神系想祝福佢嘅儿女。
God wants to bless His children.
神想祝福你。God wants to bless you.
所以你越认识神，越睇神嘅话语，你越实行出嚟，神会祝福你。
And so the more that you know God, the more that you put into practice what you learn about God, the more God is going to bless you.因为这个福气呢就可以说是一个自然的效果。
You could say the blessing is a natural result.
因为你行神喜欢你行的路，自然神就福的福临到你。
Because as you walk in the way that God wants you to walk, His blessings naturally come.
这个是一个很奇妙的事实。神是祝福他的儿女。
That's an awesome truth. And in fact, God blesses His children.
你看第二节，他说遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人便为有福。
In verse 2 it says, Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart.
又是讲到福。It's talking again about the blessing. 但是我们遵守神的法度，还有遵行他的律法，其实是一样。
But you can see how verse 1 and 2 it says, to walk in His law or to keep His testimonies, it's actually the same thing.
所以我们诗篇是用八个字眼是表达神这个的律法圣经的意思。
And so here in this psalm, it uses eight different ways to express what it is, the law, the testimonies, the word of God.
是一个很美丽的诗篇，是给我们知道我们是不是单单听，我们要实行。
And actually it's a wonderful psalm because it's telling us not just to hear the word, but to follow the word.
所以第二节说一心寻求。
In verse 2 it tells us to follow with our whole heart, the word of the Lord.
我不知道怎样去形容一心寻求是
I don't know, how would you express to walk in His, keep those testimonies with your whole heart?
一心
嘅相反就应该系求其。I think maybe opposite of a whole heart is to be just careless.
其他人跟我就跟咯。If other people are follow, I'll follow.
冇乜火热嘅，冇乜所谓。
You don't have a passion for it. It's not really something that's important to you.
睇其他人点，我就跟住佢点咯。
How are the other people going to do? I'll just follow along, you know.
有时人哋问你，听日参唔参加教会个活动 ？Maybe somebody says, "Hey, you going to come to the event tomorrow at church?"
边个去啊？如果某某去我就去咯，佢唔去我就唔去咯。
You say, well, who's going to be there? If so and so's there, then I'll go. If he's not there, I'm not going to go.
呢个系系咪一心寻求
？Is that seeking with your whole heart?
呢个就系一个不冷不热。冇所谓嘅心。
That's a lukewarm heart. It's heart that I don't care.
有寻求嘅，但系。我都寻求其他。
It's a heart of the thing. Oh, I seek the Lord, but I'm also seeking other things.
我认为咩重要，我就寻求嗰样咯。
I think if it's important, then I'll follow after it.
其实我哋追求嘅目标系乜嘢
？So what is the goal that we're seeking after?
我哋追求嘅目标系咪认识神嘅话语？
Are we seeking after the goal of knowing the Word of God?
有人认为寻求神嘅话语系可以，但系如果行神呢条路呢，同我嘅工作有啲冲突呢，我就要妥协啊，我要妥协迁就啊。
Some people think, well, I can follow the Word of the Lord, but if following God's will, causes trouble in my business, causes trouble in my job, I'm going to have to make compromises, and I'm going to have to, you know,
神你明白啊，即系喺澳门做基督徒好难啊嘛，你明白啊，你即系只眼开只眼闭啊，你唔好要求我咁多啊嘛。
You know, the attitude is, you know, it's hard to be a Christian in Macau, you know, you try and follow the right way, you know, oh God, just...Turn a blind eye to me, you know, just, you know, you understand God, you know, just let me off the hook, you know.
有冇听过呢啲咁嘅谂法？
Have you ever heard people talk like that?
有时系做基督徒唔方便啊。
You know, sometimes it's not convenient to be a Christian.
有时我哋要选择行世界嘅路，但行神嘅路。
And sometimes we have to make a choice. Are we going to walk the way of the world or are we going to walk the way of God?
你寻求神嘅路吗
？Are you seeking after following God's will?
一心寻求
，and you seeking with your whole heart.
你认为系啱嘅，你要站立，你要坚持。
And if you think it's right, you stand firm and you hold firm to that belief.
无论系别人点样，无论受咩逼迫。批评你要寻求神
，and no matter what other people think, even if they persecute you or they come against you, you stand firm to seek after God.
你睇第三节 ，look at verse 3， 这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。
They also do no iniquity; they walk in His ways.
一心寻求就系同第三节好吻合配合嘅
，and to seek with your whole heart it fits so perfectly with verse 3。
不做非义的事
，that you do no iniquity，
为遵守神嘅道，就决定我唔会做非义的事。
And so you make that choice, you make that decision. I am not going to do anything that is unrighteous.
现代译本话：这样的人不做坏事。修订版话：他们不做不义的事。
And so, and not do any iniquity, you could say not do wicked things or evil things or not do unrighteousness.
义就是神的公义。
And righteousness is God's righteousness.
我们要行神喜欢我们行的路。
And that's walking the way that God wants you to walk.
是做神认为是对的，是对的。
And doing what God says is the right way, righteous.
is what it means, right? 是对的,不做坏的,不犯罪,
that you're not going to do the wrong, that you're not going to walk in the wrong way.
那孔子讲, 君子如于义,小人如于利.
And Confucius said that the noble man seeks after righteousness, but the little man seeks after gain.
孔子会事事呢,就是遵守,即会成,即以君子来做一个个中心和重点.
So Confucius would always use the noble man as the focus of his teaching and the center of his teaching.
那这个分别呢,这个君子和小人.
And so he makes a distinction between what is a noble man and what is a small person.
他是用道德修养, 人格理想,义力和利,来做分别.
And so he makes a distinction between their moral standards, their life goals, and their righteousness, or their desire for gain.
咁佢话呢个君子如于义，小人如于利.
And so the noble man is seeking after righteousness, the little man is seeking after gain.
咁呢个嘅义就系君子唔会做嗰啲唔好嘅，但系小人呢就系必计其利害.
And so the noble man wants to do what's right and honorable, and the little person is seeking after what is for his personal benefit.
所以利就是指金钱、财富等等.
And so gain is talking about riches, prosperity.
所谓义就是指这个道义正义这样的.
And the righteous or the noble way would be what is honorable, what is just, what is correct.
我们基督徒是不是要追求义?
As Christians, should we be seeking after what is noble, what is righteous, what is just, correct?
我们要正义感,是不是道义,更加要有神的公义?
So we should have righteousness, justice. We should do what's noble, and we should be seeking after what is right in God's eyes.
应该行神喜欢行的路.
And we should walk the way that God wants us to walk.
不做非义的事,
and not do iniquity.
但今天基督徒做非义的事,不做非义的事是越来越难.
But you know, as Christians, to not do iniquity is becoming harder and harder in today's society.
澳门是一个不公义的地方.
Macau is an unrighteous place.
你信耶稣,你要选择,你行神喜欢你行的路,但是行世界的路.
And when you choose to be a Christian, you have to choose, are you going to walk the way of the world, or are you going to walk God's way?
你要做一个正直的人,但你要做一个世俗的人.
Are you going to be a man of integrity, a person of integrity, or a person of the world?
会不会做古惑? 人家做古惑,你做不做古惑?
And when people are clever and conniving, are you going to be clever and conniving?
别人行欺骗,你行不行欺骗?
And when others use deceit and deception, are you going to use deceit and deception?
要买医疗券,赚利益,你做不做?
Like, you know, with just the medical coupons that the government dishes out. Are you going to use them right? Are you going to use them for your benefit?
叫人家寫收據,寫大一點的數,我跟你分帳.
And somebody writes you a receipt, you know, say, oh, make it for a bigger amount, you know, and I'll split the difference with you, you know.
有很多這些非義的事,你做不做?
You know, in Macau, there's so many of these unrighteous things that you can do.
What are they saying? How you hawk sang mocha mao?
And you know, in school, they teach the students, don't cheat.
How bun san ya mocha mao? Lo si ya mocha mao?
How about the school itself? Is the school cheating? Are the teachers cheating?
Ne you hang yako ting yi ge lo, ne you hai yi san jok jat, jo but fei yi ge si.
And as if you're going to walk in righteousness, you have to be an example, and you have to not do iniquity. Look at verse 4 and 5. Yehovah, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. All that my ways were directed to keep your steps. What an awesome prayer that the psalmist says here. God has already told us how that we should walk. The problem is, are you willing to walk it? And here the psalmist says that I would keep your precepts diligently. Not being just, you know, how do I translate all that back into English? You know, careless, not working hard. Horse and tiger, yes. Yes and maybe, that's a good one. I don't care, whatever, you know, it's okay, you know. It's just like going through life carelessly without, what do you keep precepts diligently? You 殷勤遵守. 你跟随主的时候要按照主的意思行，应该殷勤. And if you're following Jesus, you should follow Jesus in his way, and you should do it diligently. 要从小事开始. And it should start from small little things. Because as a Christian, it's those little things in life that people see, that God sees. And as we face little challenges in our life, and we stand firm on our principles, if you don't stand firm in the little things, how are you going to stand firm in big things? Jesus said, if you're faithful in the little things, I'll let you be a ruler over much. But so often we say, hey, that's just a little thing. You know, God understands. You know, he knows my weakness. You know, it's hard to be a Christian. You know, it's just a little thing. God doesn't care. God cares about the little things. And as you stand firm in the small things, then you have the strength to stand firm in the big things. Now, let's say in your job, in your workplace, you know, You're doing things that, you know, you feel wrong about, you're not happy with, but you know what God wants you to do, but you're not doing it. Are you standing firm in the little things, or are you making excuses? Sometimes we have to make a choice. Is it better to lose the promotion, to take a pay cut, maybe even not to have that job? Better to stand firm in my spiritual conviction than to be making compromises with my faith. Look at verse 6. 我要看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。 Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I think this verse is awesome. 因为佢决定要跟随神嘅意思行。
Because as he's made a commitment to follow God's way, 不做非义的事, not to do iniquity,
一心寻求神, to seek the Lord with his whole heart, 他就看重神一切的命令,
then he looks into all God's commandments.
一切的命令什么意思? And what does it mean, all the commandments?
是不是由创世纪第一章到启示录最尾那章?
Does it mean from the first chapter of Genesis all the way to the last chapter of Revelation?
是不是全部的? Does it mean everything?
你知道我们现在信耶稣呢,我们有一种自助餐 的信仰。
You know, now Christianity is more like a smorgasbord.
我们看圣经说,这个挺好，我喜欢这句。
We look, oh, I like this, this is okay.
再看看，哇，这句不合我咯，好难做啊，我不要的。Pat 埋一边先。
And then we switch to another chapter and we say, I don't like that one, that's hard to do, I'm not going to put that aside now.
跟着找另一个，啊，这个好啊，安慰我，对我好。
And we find out, oh, this is good, it comforts me.
啊，这个好，哇。要爱人如己，我憎佢入骨。哎，唔好睇嗰个。
I love your neighbors. I hate that guy. Don't look at that one.
咁我哋选择性，即系我哋想跟随边啲。
And then we start making choices of which of the commandments we're going to follow.
唔系要跟随所有咩
？Shouldn't we follow all of them？
唔系自助餐，应该系全部食晒落肚。
It's not a smorgasbord. We should eat it all and take it all in.
这个就是诗人就是要看重一切的诫命令。
And so here the psalmist says that he looks into all the commandments and he's not ashamed.
他也愿意全部跟从
and he's willing to follow them.
那如果你看重一样嘢，嗰样嘢对你好紧要。
Now if you look with favor onto one thing, that thing is important to you.
你看重你家人吗?
Do you look to your family is important?
你看重你的配偶吗?
Do you look to your spouse is important?
做父母你有没有看重你的儿女?
As parents, do you look with favor to your children?
我们是做基督徒，我们看重边一样。
And as Christians, what are we looking is most important to us?
是不是你的工作、身份、面子，还是神的话语？
Is it your job, your position, your reputation, or is it God?
你看重边样嘢？那样东西是对你最重要。
And that which you're looking to as with your most favor, that's what's most important to you.
我们作为基督徒应该看重神的事是最重要的。
As Christians, we should put God at the top. He should be the most important to us.
他应该是所有的决定，所有的选择是看神，怎么看先。
And when you as a Christian make your decisions, you should say, what does God think about this? What does God say about this?
我们看重神的话语，一切的命令。
And we look into all his commandments and we're not ashamed.
是不羞愧。
And then, you know,
世界可能说，你看重神呢，你傻的，你蚀底的。
You know, and the world probably comes and says, hey, you're putting God at such a high place, you know, you're crazy. You're going to lose out.
你冇同人哋爭唔到，你唔夠競爭嘅。
And they'll say to you, you know, hey, you know, putting God up in that high position in your life, you know, you're not going to be able to compete. You're going to lose. You're not going to get the job.
佢當你傻，神話係你咩？不羞愧。
And the world says you're crazy. What does God say?
Don't be ashamed.你看重神，神系看重你。
When you honor and respect God and put Him first, God honors and respects you.
但如果你因为你信心少，将其他嗰个钱、嗰个工作放喺神嘅前边，
神就系由得你有你嘅选择。But when you put your job, your position, your paycheck before God, God says you've made your choice. You deal with consequences.
睇第七节、第八节。Look at verse 7 and 8. 我学了公义的判语，就要以正直嘅心称谢你。
I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments.
我必守你的律例，靠你总不要丢弃我。
I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly.
那诗人系学咗神嘅公义。
Here the psalmist has learned how to follow God's righteousness, his uprightness of heart.
他用一个正直嘅心去称谢神。
And in the uprightness of his heart, he praises God.
他学怎样去跟从神嘅公义。
And he's learned how to follow God's righteousness,
一心寻求。
And to seek him wholeheartedly. 不做非义嘅事, not to do undefiled unrighteousness.
神要我们行公义正直的路。
And God wants us to follow in this righteous path.
所以他是坚持，要坚持的，有决心。
And so we need to stand firm in what should be stand firm in, and not waver in our faith.
这个诗人就讲明神不会丢弃他。
And here the psalmist says, God will not forsake. God will not forsake.
世界话你傻，世界笑你，但系神唔会离弃你。
The world says you're crazy. The world says you're ridiculous. But God will not leave you or forsake you.
神要俾你平安，神要俾你力量。
God is going to give you peace. He's going to give you strength.
我哋继续睇第九节，可能好熟悉。
Let's go on to verse 9. Maybe it's a familiar verse to you.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
How can a man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word.
那这个讲少年人，我想是即包括青年人、中年人、成年人、老年人。
Here it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? I think that means an older man, a middle-aged man. It also means a woman.
是所有人怎样去洁净自己，怎样行事完全。
And so how do we cleanse our way? How do we walk righteously?
因为我们可能在以上看到的东西我们是失败，我们做错了。
Because maybe in the things we've been talking about in the first 8 verses, maybe we've failed, maybe we haven't done it right.
我们怎样清洁净自己?
How do we cleanse our way?
我们要求神宽恕认罪悔改。
We need to ask God's forgiveness. We need to come to him and repent.
求神耶稣的宝血洗干净我们的心。
We need to ask the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us and to forgive us.
我们要愿意遵守神的命令。
And we need to be willing to walk in the way of the Lord.
这个知错愿意改变就叫悔改。
You know, when you know that you're wrong, you're willing to change, and we call that repentance.
悔改是有后悔和改变。
And you know, repentance means that you're sorry, but you're also willing to change.
如果你只有后悔但你不改，咁就唔系悔改。
You know, if you're just sorry but you're not willing to change, that's not repentance.
如果你只系想改但你唔后悔，咁你冇力，你做唔到。
And if you're just trying to change on your own without repentance, that won't work.
但我哋嚟到神嘅面前，点样洁净自己就系应该悔改。
So how do we come to Christ and cleanse our way? We come by repentance.
我们说我知错，我愿意改变。
We say, I know I'm wrong and I'm willing to change.
我的方向要改变，我以前向着罪，我现在要背着罪向着神。
We say, I'm going to change. I was facing sin before and now I'm going to turn my way. I'm going to turn my back to sin and I'm going to face God.
这个就是悔改。
And that's what repentance is.
所以我们是怎样洁净自己的行为，就是看神的话语，
遵行神的话语，因为当你悔改之后，你的心改变，你说我要行神的道。
Because you know, how do you cleanse your ways? To taking heed according to God's word and following it. Because when you've repented of your sin, you then start to do what God wants you to do.
那我们是得救是本乎恩，不是靠行为。
We're saved by grace through faith, not by works.
但如果你真的得救的，你真的信耶稣的，你会有行为。
But if you're truly saved, if you're really walking with Jesus, you're going to follow his ways.
你不可以说我是信耶稣，但我不跟耶稣。
You can't say, I believe in Jesus, but I don't follow Jesus.
如果你不跟耶稣，你不是信他。
If you don't follow him, you don't believe in him.
第十节 Verse 10, 我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
那第十节和第二节好似的，一心寻求。
Verse 10 and verse 2 are very similar, seeking with the whole heart.
但这个第十节就讲明，不偏离神的命令。
But here in verse 10 it says that not to wander from his commandments.
你知道当我们是少少行偏差，继续行就行得好远。
And you know that when you follow God and you just get a little bit off, and the further you walk, the further off you get.
神要我们不是行偏差的，不要偏离的。
God doesn't want us to get off in our walk. He wants us to be with him.
咁啊，呢个诗人好好，佢就唔想偏离神嘅命令。
And here the psalmist is awesome. He doesn't want to wander from God's commandments.
在这个世界是很容易偏离的，很多是自欺欺人的。
You know, in this world it's so easy to get off. It's so easy to deceive ourselves.
在这个世界里面，世人是行着一个和神的道路完全相反的。
You know, in the world today, the world is walking us to a different tune. They're walking a totally different way from what God wants us to walk.
有好多人就觉得啊，神明白我，我系冇办法啊嘛，冇计啊，神啊，你知啦。
And so many people just make the excuse and say, "Oh, God understands me. God knows. You know, I have no choice. God, you see, you know."
对唔住，神系睇到佢想你企眼啊，佢想你系有立场嘅，有骨气嘅。
God sees, he wants you to stand firm. He wants you to have a backbone. He wants you to stand for what you believe.
唔好偏离，因为你一偏离就会越行越远嘅。
And don't turn off a little bit, because the further you go, the further you get off.
都系讲翻小事。在这小事你有没有坚守？
It's talking again about these little things. Are you standing firm in your faith in the little things?
但是放松，渐渐渐渐迁就迁就妥协妥协，跟着看不到你 是什么，是不是基督徒还是什么？你口说是基督徒，但是看不到的。
And as you compromise and you give in, and you compromise and you give in, and you compromise and you give in, after a while you say you're a Christian, but
can't see it. Doesn't look like it. 第十一节， look at verse 11. 我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
将神的话藏在心里边， to put the word of God in our heart, 免得我们得罪神，
that we may not sin against God.
我相信大家很熟悉这个经文。
I'm sure that those of you that have been coming to church know this verse well.
我们怎样行得完全有完全的行为洁净自己?
How can we walk undefiled? How can we cleanse our ways?
是将神的话放在里面.
It's by putting the word of God in our heart.
我们将神的话放在里面是帮助我们行神要我们行的路.
And having the word in our heart, it helps us to walk and do what God wants us to do.
我们是看神的话语，要将神的话语放在心里边.
We need to read the word of God, and we need to put it into our heart.
我们要听圣经有追求的心,
and we need to listen to the word with a heart that's seeking after God.
不要只是嘴入又一出,
not just letting it go in one ear and out the next.
有很多人说回来崇拜听到, 那你牧师讲的吗? 不知道, 讲了一个钟, 不知道讲什么.
Some people come to church and say, hey, what did the pastor preach last week?
I don't know. Talked for an hour, have no idea what he said.
不记得啊,
don't remember.
有没有放在心里边? Do you ever put it in your heart?
要看圣经不是单单听, 圣经说不要单单听到, 乃要行道.
The Bible says don't just hear the word, but do the word.
你想真的记得你所听的你实行, 你做出来.
And you want to remember what you learned? Do it. Put it into practice.
我们是要实行神的话语.
We need to apply God's word.
你知道当你是将神的话放在心里边, 你听到你灵修, 你翻查经班或者小组,
you know, when you hear, you come to worship, you hear the teaching of the word, you study it on your own, you go to Bible study, you have your devotions, God's word gets in there, you
跟着你思考, 你思考神的话语, 思考圣经, 想来想去,
and then as you're dwelling, you're thinking and meditating on the word,
对你有帮助.
It helps you.
因为当心里面有神的话语在, 魔鬼来, 诱惑你, 圣经弹出来.
Because when the word of God is in your heart and Satan comes and tests you, then the word of God comes out and speaks.
有忧虑来, 担心圣经的话来安慰你.
And when you get anxious and worried, then the word of God comes in your heart and speaks to you.
当你有恐惧来, 神的话语来给你力量.
And when you get fearful and afraid, the word of God comes and comforts you.
当你是有面对挑战是没能力的不知怎么做, 神的话语来引导你.
And when you face a challenge and you don't know how to handle it, the word of God comes and gives you direction and leads you.
当你将神的话放在你心里边, 圣灵是运用在你心里边的说话带领你帮助你安慰你赐你力量.
And when you put the word of God in your heart, then the Holy Spirit takes that word and he gives it to you and comforts you, helps you, leads you, guides you,
and keeps you from falling to sin.
魔鬼来试探,圣经弹出来啊,
你又可以拒绝魔鬼的试探.
And when Satan comes to tempt you, then the word of God rears up in your heart, and you remember it, and you say, Satan, get behind me, I'm not going to fall into sin.
但是如果你没有将神的话语放在心里边,怎么面对这些?
But if you don't have God's word in your heart, how can you face these things?
听过嘴入又已出算数,
and it just goes in one ear and out the next, and you forget it.
圣经帮我们分别是非.
And you know, having the word in your heart, it helps you to know what is right and what is wrong.
是帮我们明白应该什么叫公义,什么叫神的意思.
And it helps us know what is righteous and what is God's will.
所以你有神的话语在你心里边, 你可以知道基督徒应该怎么做.
And so as you have the word of God in your heart, you know, as a Christian, what should I do?
在今世世界呢, 是扭曲.
Today's world is turned backwards.
善是当恶, 恶是当善.
Now they're calling right wrong and wrong right.
你跟着世界那一套呢, 圣经所说的是不合适的.
And if you follow the world's way, everything in the Bible seems to be not practical.
但你行神的道路, But as you stand on the Word of God, God will teach you and lead you and help you. Just think, if you're going to put the Word of God in your heart, just coming to church once a week, not taking notes, walking out and forgetting what was said, is that going to help you? 2 months, I might dust off the Bible and look at one verse, you know, once every 2 months. Is that going to help my life? 你要将圣经放入去，你要积极将圣经放喺你心里边。 You need to diligently put the Word of God in your heart. 你看十二节, look at verse 12. 耶和华啊，你是应当称颂的。 Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. 我觉得非常之好嘅。诗人就系知道有时圣经系难明嘅。I think it's awesome. The psalmist knows sometimes the Bible is hard to understand. 其实唔系难明，系我哋唔愿意明嘅啫。 It's not hard to understand. It's actually that we're not willing to understand it. 但系诗人就系咁样话，靠你教我咯。 So the psalmist says, teach me. 你有没有祈祷求神教你? Have you ever prayed and said, Lord, teach me? 应该翻崇拜之前坐定在这里安静，神啊，求你今天教导我。 Maybe before you come to service on Sunday, you should sit and say, Lord, teach me today. 你打开圣经灵修之前，神啊，求你，我要看你话语，我得5分钟，求你透过圣经教导我。 And you know, every day you should open your Bible and have devotion and say, Lord, I've only got 5 minutes, but I want to spend 5 minutes with you. Teach me from your word. 当你有个心靠神教导你，神会不会教导你？ And when you have that heart to say, Lord, teach me, do you think God's going to teach you? 神会教你，祂想教导你。所以我们说，圣经很难明，千斤重，我很难看。 You say, oh, the Bible's so hard to understand, it's so heavy, I can't even pick it up. 我每次看一份难教，every time I read, I fall asleep. 那你祈祷咯，then pray. Say, 主耶稣，我每次看圣经睡觉，觉得很难明。 教我，打开我眼，启发我。 So pray, say, Lord, every time I read the Bible, I fall asleep. It's hard to read. Teach me, open my eyes, give me revelation. 神会做到的，神会教你的。 He's going to do it. 13节，我用嘴唇传扬你口中。 With my lips, I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. 当你渴望神的话语，将神的话藏在心里边，你的嘴唇会反映出来。 You know, when you're seeking after the Lord in His Word and you put it in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. 你将乜嘢放喺心里边，会喺你口里边出嚟。 Whatever you put in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. 如果你系睇咸湿嘢，时时讲嗰啲嘢，你口里边会讲好多粗口嘅。 And if you're always looking at pornography and all that blasphemous stuff, your mouth is going to be speaking curse words. 成日讲咸湿笑话， and you'll be talking about these dirty jokes all the time. 如果你将八卦周刊嘅嘢放喺你心里边，你口里边讲八卦周刊。 And if you're putting all the gossip into your heart, then when you speak, you're going to be speaking gossip. 但如果你将神的话放在你心里边，很自然，你的口里边讲出来。 But if you're putting God's word in your heart, it's going to come out naturally. You're going to be speaking the word of God. 可以做一些例子衡量。 I can give a couple of examples to see how this works. 你一个基督徒，你遇到一些事情，你觉得哇。 You're a Christian, you face a situation that if, you know, if it didn't work out right, man, I'm dead. 跟着你的第一个反应是,好彩, 还是第一个反应是,感谢主。 And so your first response is, "Wow, that was good luck." Or your first response is, "Praise God."
你遇到一啲嘅事情，你系觉得冇可能系咁样做，你嘅反应就系咁啱啊，偶然啊，或者神嘅安排。
And so something happens and you say, "Wow, that's so amazing. That couldn't have happened that way." And so your first response is, "Wow, things just coincidentally work together." Or, "God had a perfect plan in that."
或者你是试试同人家聊天，你是用人生的哲学正能量，还是用神的说话勉励鼓励？
Or when you talk to other people, are you just using man's wisdom and positive thoughts, or are you using the word of God to encourage and build them up?
这个考验就很大。你单独在家，做更加无做自己的事情，做自己喜欢做的事，你自然是想唱些歌出来，你是会时时刻刻流行歌出来，但是诗歌出来。Here's
a good test. When you're at home, and you're working, you're doing things by yourself, you know, and you got that natural inclination to start singing. Do you start singing pop songs? Or do you start singing songs, spiritual songs, worship songs to God?
如果你放什么,是你心里面会出来的,会反映到你的心里面有什么。
And so whatever you put in your heart, it will come out and it will show what's in your heart.
你试试去喝茶社交的时候, 同啲人傾電視劇，定係有靈修分享。
And when you go to 飲茶 to tea, and you have your social gatherings, and you talk with your friends, are you talking about the television programs, or are you talking about what God taught you in your morning devotions?
最信反映到心裏邊。睇十八節，十四節，look at verse 14。我喜悅
I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches.
This
is a challenge.
How much does he love the Bible?
As somebody would love riches.
这个衡量，你是觉得神的话语、神的说话是你生命里面的地位，去到什么地位？
And so this is a good standard to see, where is the word of God in your life today? What place does it take in your heart?
是不是财宝在哪里？你的心在哪里？
And where your treasure is, there your heart is also.
那你愿意花时间追求，用心机尽心尽意尽力去追求边样嘢？
And so what are you spending your time on? What are you seeking after? What are you putting all your effort and your energy into?
如果神的话语是你生命重要，你应该花时间认识神的话语。
And if the word of God is important to you, you should be putting your time and effort into learning the word of God.
应该放神是第一位,
and you should put God in first place.
如果其他东西是第一位，你的次序错了,
and if anything else is in that first place, it's in the wrong place.
15节, verse 15, 我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路,
I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways.
那圣经我们是需要是默想,
the Bible, we need to meditate on it.
我们读圣经、听圣经、思考圣经、默想圣经,
we need to read the word, we need to study the word, we need to hear the word, we need to meditate on the word.
默想就是反复思考,
and meditation is just thinking about it.
不是走马看花,
it's not just gently glancing at it. 不是左右右右右, it's not just going in one side and out the other.
是你默想你要反复思考,
and to meditate you need to be thinking about it.
你要搭下搭下好像食堂这样,
you know, and you need to be just soaking it in like you're eating candy, you know, just letting it absorb into you.
我们经常讲门训有
有以前上门训嘅，唔知记唔记得？我哋听到我哋阅读嘅、研究嘅、背诵嘅、默想嘅，跟住实行嘅。So you know, we teach you know that you need to hear the word, you need to study the word, read the word, you need to study the word, you need to memorize the word, you need to meditate on the word, and you need to apply the word. 所以我哋如果你听又读。研究、背诵、默想，跟住实行咧，可以口诀：听、读、言、诵、想、用。And so we need to hear, read, study, memorize, meditate, and apply. 听、读、言、诵、想、用。你系唔系啊 ？Are you hearing the word of God and still wanting to use it?Hearing it, reading it, and still wanting to use it. 呢个就系我哋需要将神嘅话放喺心里边。最后一节系十六节 ，the last verse, verse 16. 我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word.感谢主，不忘记神嘅话喺藏喺心里边。He's not going to forget because he's put it in his heart. 佢有默想，佢背熟嘅。He's meditated on it. He's memorized it. 佢有实行出嚟 ，and he's applying it. 所以佢系唔会忘记 ，and he won't forget it.所以神嘅话语会陪住你 ，and the word of God will follow with you。你面对困难时，神嘅话语俾力量；你面对试探，神嘅话语俾你出路。When you face difficulties, God gives you strength. When you face temptation, God gives you a way out. 面对忧虑时，神有安慰 ；and when you face troubling times, God comforts you. 你恐惧时，神就保护 ；and when you face your fears, God gives you protection.最后遇到困难，唔知道点算，你发现到神系你个藏身之处，你个避难所。And then when you really get into trouble and difficulty, and you don't know which way to go, God becomes your shelter, your hiding place, and you just hide in Him. 我哋弟兄姊妹，呢个诗篇呢十六节，句句都系正。This psalm, these 16 verses, each of them is so awesome. 我哋只系将一啲啲系分享，你要慢慢思考，将神嘅话语藏喺你心里边。You need to go home and read it and study it and let it get into your heart. 神嘅话语洁净我哋嘅行为。It's the word of God that cleanses our way. 我哋愿神嘅话语喺我哋心里边入心入肺。影响我们整个人 and let the word of God penetrate us totally saturate us that it affects us in our life and in our actions 我们一起低头祈祷 Let's pray 主我们感谢你我们可以看到你的话语我们多谢你给我们这么好的诗篇靠你给我们每一个人有这个决心要读你的话语要研究你的话语要思想你的话语要实行你的话语多谢主听我们祷告奉耶稣名求 Amen